Late last year, St. Louis Public Radio and NPR launched an interactive data project that lets Missouri voters see just how much money their state representative has accepted from lobbyists. All the top-line information is there, too, like how much lobbyists spend in total, which industries spend the most, and the kinds of gifts that are being given to lawmakers. St. Louis Public Radio's Chris McDaniel spearheaded the data project and is the first to admit Missouri isn't necessarily known for government transparency. But on the lobbying front, just about every dime is accounted for.
Missouri is the only state that has unlimited lobbyist gifts and unlimited campaign contributions. So a lot of people deride Missouri as having the worst ethics laws in the country. And to hear that there's another state who, you know, wasn't even living up to the transparency that Missouri had, that was certainly surprising to me.
Missouri's State Ethics Commission collects lobbying information. In the Show Me State, every lobbyist is required to disclose every gift they give to lawmakers and to which lawmaker they're giving, things like basketball tickets, dinners, or even just a cup of coffee. McDaniel says it can be easy for lobbyists to skirt around the disclosure rules, but enough data is collected to show that a Kansas City Republican senator accepted the most gifts from lobbyists in the last 2 years. In Idaho, that information isn't available. Lisa Rosenberg lobbies for government transparency with the Sunlight Foundation. She says Idaho's lack of lobbying information is a problem.
Knowing the targets of the lobbying efforts is as important as knowing the clients and who's behind the lobbying efforts.
Rosenberg's organization calls this contact reporting, and it's something she says is missing from most states. Idaho law requires lobbyists to disclose who they're spending on only when the value of the gift is more than $105. And even with that glimmer of disclosure, it's hard to find out which legislator accepted a gift above that $105 threshold because Idaho doesn't have a searchable electronic database. Instead, Idaho's Secretary of State's office posts scanned PDFs that are often handwritten by lobbyists on its website. That means anyone who wants to see which Idaho legislator was given a $105 steak dinner, for example, must click through hundreds of scanned PDFs looking for that information.
So if it's not really public, if it's just hidden away in scanned documents, not easily usable, then the entire purpose of the disclosure laws is really undone.
Rosenberg says a searchable, sortable database of lobbying information should be a bare minimum for states, but still she estimates less than half have good electronic databases.
There's thousands of pages that, you know, a reporter, a journalist, or, you know, an interest group, whatever, would have to go through to make any sense and put any context on this lobbying information. And that should not be the job of journalists or reporters. I mean, that should be the job of the agency or the organization that is in charge of making lobbying disclosures public.
Most people like the scanned PDFs. So we really haven't had the request to change the format.
That's Tim Hurst. He's Idaho's Deputy Chief Secretary of State. He's been with the agency for the last 11 years, but not as long as the system of scanned PDFs. He says Idaho's lobbying disclosure requirements haven't changed significantly since it was adopted in 1974. In fact, Hurst says the push has been to lessen reporting by lobbyists.
I think it's primarily from the legislators and from the legislators and the lobbyists. The lobbyists don't want to have to do that detail of reporting, and legislators may not want, you know, every cup of coffee that's bought for them show up in the newspaper.
Here's the information most accessible in Idaho. Lobbyists disclose how much they spend across five broad categories. Those include food and entertainment, living accommodations, advertising, travel, telephone, and other. They're mostly self-explanatory until you get to that other category, which can include anything from legal and consulting expenses to holiday wreaths one lobbyist mails to legislators each year. The Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry, one of the state's most prominent business lobbies, spent about $20,000 in the other category during the 2013 legislative session. IACI lobbyist Alex LeBeau says that was mostly for legal fees.
I've long advocated that everything should be immediate, 100% disclosed every time you spend a dime, whether it's taking somebody out to lunch or hiring a lawyer to help you do an analysis.
LeBeau says he's chided the Secretary of State's office over its disclosure system for the last two decades, but says they haven't been in a hurry to overhaul the system because it isn't the biggest part of what the agency does. Elections are. Wayne Hoffman is a registered lobbyist with the Idaho Freedom Foundation. He, too, wants more transparency in the system.
If I can go back and say, okay, over the last 10 years, XYZ insurance company has spent however much money on lobbying, I should be able to do that. I can't do that under the current system.
Hoffman doesn't have any problem disclosing who he spends money on, as long as lobbyists who advocate on behalf of state-run entities also submit that information. You see, Idaho's lobbying disclosure law exempts all state and local government employees from reporting their advocacy activities. So, for example, it's not possible to find out how many Boise State basketball tickets are given to legislators while they're in town for the annual session. There's also no ethics panel or auditing system in place to make sure what lobbyists do submit on their disclosure forms is accurate and above board. Deputy Secretary of State Tim Hurst agrees Idaho's lobbying data does have its limitations.
But if there were the interest of expanding those searchable fields, we'd be open to considering that. We haven't had the controversy. We haven't had the issues like some of the neighboring states, so we haven't tightened it down as much as they have.
Hurst says if the information available wasn't sufficient, people would be asking for more. But it's a double-edged sword. The lack of lobbying information available in Idaho means any potential controversy or wrongdoing is that much more difficult to find. It may take a scandal to move Idaho's lobbying disclosure system into the 21st century. For KBSX News, I'm Emily Ritter-Saunders.